Well, welcome along to day three of Napod Pomo. Well chuffed I made it this far. It's been interesting so far to do a podcast every day. Now, as I have in the last couple of days, I've made a point of promoting another podcast. Now, today is a little bit special because not only am I actually going to promote a podcast, I'm going to get the podcaster themselves to do it. So, Ro, hiya.
Hiya, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Rowley from the Dark Compass podcast.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Which I understand will be 6 years old in December.
That's right, yeah. 14th of December 2004 I started.
That's a heck of a run.
Podcasting. Yes, well, I mean, back in that day, I used to do it three times a week. And they're only sort of little 30-minute shows, couple of songs, me ranting about something. But over the years, it's developed to the monster that it has become. over 440 shows now.
That's just amazing. Now, I got quite excited when I hit episode 100. And then when I asked for other people to send me like messages saying, well done for reaching 100 shows, Pete Kogel, I did a comedy one saying, what, you've only done 100 shows? What am I wasting my time for? Because, I mean, he's done 300 and some odd. So,
that's right.
In the grand scheme of things, I'm just a little baby wet behind the ears.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not how many you've done, it's how you do it these days. And the quality of your show is really very high, in my opinion. So it's always worth listening to.
I'm glad people think that way because I try and take pride in it. And as I'm sure everybody who does any kind of podcast takes pride in it in their own way. So, you know, as long as someone else appreciates the work that's put in, then I think that makes it all the worth doing.
Certainly.
So 400 and something episodes. So that means you must have been doing three a week for quite some time then.
Maybe about a year and, yeah, sort of pretty much close to a year, 18 months I was doing three.
That must have taken it out,
two or three a week. It was a bit odd because, I mean, I was recording the first one usually on the Monday morning, so I was doing it on the train, so you'd have all the noise in the background of people wandering past and tickets being clipped and all that kind of thing. And then sort of midweek, I sort of had 2 days of news and comment to talk about, and then on the Friday, of course, it was sort of the trip back, and it kind of worked for a while, and then sort of my situation changed a bit and I didn't do as much traveling. In fact, I took some time off podcasting for 3 months because of illness and head stress. And then I came back with just a once-a-week show, an hour-long show. Or even, it feels sometimes it stretches on to an hour and a half, maybe almost 2 hours in some instances.
It's so easy to do.
It is, yes. Once you get into the feel of it and you've got the great tunes to play, yeah, your playlist, I mean, I'm always evolving my playlist. And sometimes I think, oh, song's got to come in. It's got to go in here. But you can't then take out one of the other songs because the whole lot all seems to string together. So, so there's some episodes which have got, you know, 12, 13, 14 tracks on them. So, but it's all good fun.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, when I first started podcasting back in 2008, 2008. Listen to him. I think I was doing three tracks in a show at that time, and was lucky to be able to fit a podcast in about 25, 30 minutes. The first show, I think, was 20 minutes long, so I had nothing to talk about. And then it would be, I don't believe I've done a podcast that's 45 minutes long. And as it is now, we're now struggling to make a podcast within an hour.
Yeah, there's always been a lot of talk about how long your podcast should be. Mm. And I've always thought, well, your podcast needs to be as long as it needs to be. You know, a lot of people said, oh, yeah, you should try and stick to half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour, those kind of three sort of time constraints mm-hmm. seem to be working. But it's a podcast. It's not as if you're really constricted by radio timings or anything like that.
In reality, no, of course not. You podcast for as long as you want to.
Exactly. And
I base the timings of our show based on how long I would want to listen to a show for. Now, I think a two-hour show is far too long, in my personal opinion, and obviously no disrespect to anybody that does. But by the same token, I really enjoy listening to 5, 10, 15-minute shows because you can get so many of them in.
Mm.
But for the kind of thing that Caroline and I do, there's just no, I don't know, no capacity to fit a 15-minute show in, which I suppose is why I'm enjoying these Napod Pomo shows so much, because they are 15 minutes long. But at the moment, we are kind of constrained to the hour because of our syndication to the Ozone in Taiwan, where I get an hour-long slot. In fact, it's about 59 minutes and 15 seconds because they stick an advert at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, we could go as long as we wanted to. But we don't.
Yeah, well, it's of course, you always have to feel your own way. If you're happy with an hour, then go for it. I mean, I'm happy with an hour, but I'm always happy to extend it a bit further. I sometimes apologize for.
I was just about to say that
on the show for dragging it on, but no, I mean. It's fine. I mean, I listen to an awful lot of music podcasts, so and one will then go into another. Hmm. So it's just like listening to the radio, not necessarily background noise like you normally listen to a radio. Because with podcasts and things like that, you do listen to them. You might not be as engaged as a lot of people might be with me, you know, with other podcasts, especially ones which are of a particular interest. But with music ones, it's always nice to have that, I don't know, little driftiness, if you know what I mean. If you listen to the radio, then a lot of it is sort of like background noise. You can do things alongside, you know, radio. You can do the same with music podcasts, of course.
You don't
have to necessarily be completely attentive on what's being sung about or talked about, obviously.
But of course, the beauty of podcasting is that you can tailor your open quotes radio show as a listener to what you want to listen to, not what the radio station wants to give you at the time.
Oh yes, of course.
So you could listen to half an hour of Dark Compass, half an hour of Is This Thing On, half an hour of Irk Pod, and then, you know, 5 minutes of the Bugcast when you've got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you want it to be.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, enough of this idle chatter. I brought you on for a specific purpose, and that was to talk about your show. So tell us a bit about the Dark Compass podcast.
Well, the Dark Compass podcast is a music show. It's got lots of music on it and lots of news and comments. As I said previously, it's evolved quite a bit over the years. It's become more predominantly now music and music news, more music and movie news, really, more than anything else. And of course, my ever-growing hatred of you two. But no, really, really, I'm not really that angry at Bono, really, to be perfectly honest. But
of course
anyway.
Not. That's why you mention it every single week.
That's true. But no, yeah, started in December 2004. It's now considered one of the longest running shows.
Sorry, for a moment there, I thought you were talking about your hatred of Bono.
Well, my hatred of Bono started in December. No, I think it started a bit before then, I think.
Sorry, mate, go on.
But, yeah, the show has been around for, what, it'll be 6 years this December. And, yeah, I really love doing it. And the show every month goes from strength to strength. I think the listenership now on a monthly basis is around 11,000 people.
That's amazing. It really is good. It's a good testament to the quality of the show and the quality of the music that's on it. I only wish that I could get anywhere near those listener figures. So it's certainly something to be proud of.
Oh, it's all time and practice. And
you've had 6 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, it certainly doesn't draw the attention of, you know, sort of the commercial radio podcasts and things like that. But I like to think that my listenership have got a good ear on them, and they like the music that I play. And that's the important bit, is getting the music out there and getting involved.
Mm, indeed. Well, where can we find the Dark Compass podcast?
You can certainly find the Dark Compass podcast at www.darkcompass.com. Fantastic. Along with its sister show, there's a sister show as well called the Dark Compass Metal Show, which is just dedicated to heavy metal and rock and thrash, which is at darkcompass.com/metal.
Nice one. Now, you are choosing the track that we're going to play on this particular episode, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play an artist who's a relatively unknown guy, but produces some really fantastic drum and bass, actually. His name's Crucial. He's based somewhere in the UK. I'm not entirely sure where he is. He keeps himself quite elusive. The only presence he has online is a Facebook account, which is really just a page on Facebook called Crucial DNB. And he produces some great drum and bass, as DNB suggests, with extra little snippets from his favorite television shows or favorite films.
Clever.
He did a couple not so long ago with little snippets from The Boat That Rocked, which was a film with a lot of really very well-known British actors. I don't know whether they were imitating Radio Caroline or it was a kind of biography of Radio Caroline. But anyway, it was a pirate radio station on the English Channel. Great film, actually. I really did like that.
I haven't seen it, I have to admit.
No, well worth going and seeing it.
I should write that down.
But anyway, the piece that I do want to play has got a mutual friend involved here.
So I understand, yes.
Yes, Darren, he contacted me because he found out about this track online on YouTube, actually. And he did a bit of investigation, found that I had already played it on Dark Compass, and said, oh, I have to have this track. And it involves sound bites from the episode of IT Crowd that he was in, which was the one with Moss competing on Countdown. And there's a number of little bits in it that it just fits so well together. I just loved the track when I first heard it, and I had
was,
to play
was
it.
Was Darren in it?
Darren isn't actually in it, no.
Oh, shame.
It is a pity, but it's a wonderful track nonetheless. And yes, as I said, you can find Crucial at facebook.com/CrucialDNB, and the track is called Drink Milk, kick ass. Champion would like to test his skills out on the street.
He's challenging you to a game of street canton. You cannot accept, it's too dangerous.
What do you say? Or is you worried you is gonna show yourself up in front of your girlfriend?
You're lucky my girlfriend has gone to the toilet.
No, we promised those days were over.
Say newbie.
I came here to drink milk and kick ass. And I've just finished my milk.
Drink milk and kick ass. Classic. Right, well, thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining me on this particular episode, Ro. It's been a pleasure having you on, as always.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. And, don't forget, darkcompass.com to go and listen to Rowley's show. It is worth listening to. It's very entertaining. And that checks in the post, isn't it, Ro?
It is, yes.
Fantastic. Right, fantastic. Right, so thank you very much indeed, Ro. Fantastic to talk to
no
you.
No problem.
And to everybody else, thank you very much indeed for joining, and catch you again tomorrow. See ya.